This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here's Tom Ackerman on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
I have two words for you, Bernie Miklas. Saliga Heating and Cooling is our sponsor of this segment with Bernie Miklas. We move him around sometimes. We have him at 11:45, but because of the early Cardinals start, he gets to join me as my first guest today on Sports on a Sunday Morning, and it is my pleasure, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good, Tom. I hope you're doing well. I know you're struggling a little bit. You're playing hurt. We all appreciate your effort. Thank you, my friend.
I appreciate that. I'm feeling great. I'm actually surprised that that I have this much energy. I think it's the sports that does it to me. I really do. I love talking about it. I wanted to continue a thought real quick that I had before the break and let you discuss and talk and reminisce about Brian McKenna, because if there was anybody who gave us energy, and you could just feel the energy coming off of him when he talked about the St. Louis sports scene, it was Brian McKenna. I am just, as you are, just completely heartbroken over this.
Yeah, listen, man, we're never promised anything in life, but you just hope that it's a fair fight. And what I mean by that is, of all the people I've known in the media, sports media in St. Louis, I don't think I've ever seen anyone as passionate or have as much energy and as much zeal for life than Brian McKenna. He was a unique individual in so many ways. You know, his personality, his dedication to charitable causes, to doing things to help St. Louis police and people in need. He was relentless in terms of raising funds. He was outspoken and very fiery when he was really feeling something. And I would always tell him as a friend, I said, you know, with kind of a smile, I'd say, dude, you know, calm down a little. It's going to be okay. And he said, I can't do it, big dog. I'm fired up about this. And he, when I say like, you just hope that we all get a fair shake in life, right? No one's guaranteed, but for Brian McKenna to so valiantly and courageously battle a really, really difficult fight with cancer and to overcome it and to beat it. And then for him to, you know, pass away in the manner that he did, that's what I'm talking about when I say, man, it just wasn't fair where he's concerned. I mean, just, man, when you beat cancer like that, you should live till you're 95 or whatever. But so it's a big loss because he was special to a lot of people, and he was kind of like the team captain of the South Side or something. I mean, you know, he's like a legend in South City, which I loved. I loved about him as well.
I know. I loved hearing about his Dogtown experience. He was, man, he was big time when it came to that St. Patrick's Day parade. He was there recently. And so when I heard the news, it just hurts. And I know that those are very beautiful words on your part, and I just appreciate it. And I think that my hope is that he's laughing up there and smiling and hearing us and saying, all right, let's go. Let's talk about this Cardinals roster. This team, he'd be like, this team, what are they doing? I mean, what are they doing? You know, so what are they doing? They're talking right now, Bernie, about the 26-man roster. At this moment, Ollie Marmol is speaking to reporters outside the clubhouse and giving his reasoning for keeping who and letting so-and-so go back to Memphis. We'll get that report. And I think it's appropriate that we're not doing it at this moment on KMOX, and that the reporters who have been covering the beat since early February and have come here every day get that news, and then we'll have John Mozeliak react to it here at 11:30 on KMOX. But if I get something here, I'll pass it along. But just your hopes as to what the Cardinals are going to do roster-wise.
Man, I feel like this is, you know, waiting like an award ceremony, like the Grammy or the Oscar. It's like, you know, is Ollie Marmol going to open the envelope? The center field envelope and say, and the winner is Victor Scott. That's the one thing that I care about the most, frankly. You know, we know who the nominees are, but who's going to be the winner in center field? I mean, I don't know about you, my friend, but I don't see how he can be denied at this point. Gosh, what an incredible spring. And I know he put up good numbers last spring, but his numbers this year were very, very different, dramatically so, in terms of power and hard contact and extra base hits. Like he hit for average last spring, but not much power. But this guy's got a whole new batting stance, batting approach. I mean, he's changed some things. John Jay's helped make him a much better center fielder. I don't know what you could ask a 24-year-old guy who has worked like a maniac to improve and to put up the spring that he did. I don't know how you could deny him that job. I really don't.
No, I hear you, and I feel the same way. I'm on Team Victor here, and you know, I've gotten to see him improve from year to year. I think most of all, Bernie, this team, why not do it now? This team has some excitement and some energy right there in his uniform number 11. I'm having some fun with it, and while I'm at it, I might even let Matthew Liberatore let it rip. I don't know if they're going to do that either, but they'll announce that too about what their rotation looks like, and I'll go a step further. I'd like to, if it doesn't happen on next week, I'd like to see Michael McGreevy taking the ball in St. Louis sooner than later. I mean, let's go. He looks really good to me.
Yeah, Tom, I want to ask you, man. I know you asked the questions on Sports on a Sunday morning, but I got one for you, my friend, which is the Liberatore thing. I'm not going to say I've been sleeping on it, but I know he's been special, and I know that my feeling has always been he's never gotten a full opportunity as a starter. So what I've been asking you is, like, what do you think the chances are he actually makes the rotation coming into the regular season? Because I have just kind of discounted that, and I think that, you know, frankly, I may have underestimated the opportunity
I think if they come up with a plan, and they've already said he's on the team, so he's going to be kind of a starter reliever is what is he going to be. I think that they may just keep him in that sixth starter role and let McGreevy start in Memphis is my guess. And then they put Matz in the rotation. I know that's not what everybody wants to see necessarily, but I think that's what they'll do. He threw a lot of pitches yesterday in his four innings. Not that that matters whether they're going to keep him or not. He looks to me like a power lefty starter that could be great for a long time. He's in good shape. He's got a good attitude about it. He's got a great mentor in Sonny Gray, who's taught him a lot of things. I feel really good about Matthew Liberatore as a starter. Are they going to make that move? If I had to prognosticate, I would say that he's not one of the five, but that they are interested in having him perhaps back up as a six. I don't know. But they put themselves in an interesting situation here.
Well, and to your point about McGreevy, listen, I believe we're going to see him obviously during the regular season. If in fact he's optioned to Memphis at some point today or tonight, but it's a little frustrating because he performed beautifully this spring as well. But he will get his chance. Listen, whether we all agree or disagree about the Cardinals and what they've decided to do with the rotation, they're going to do what they want to do. And so there's no reason to kind of just, you know, I always use a phrase, I got a big office door here. I'm not going to bang my head against the door and split my forehead open because the Cardinals are going to make their decision. So I just hope that McGreevy gets a chance and a full chance at some point this season. And later on, Quinn Matthews also gets a chance. A lot of it depends on how the team comes out of the gate the first 6 weeks, 2 months. And I never root for anyone to get hurt. In fact, I hope Steven Matz has a healthy season. The guy cares, and it's not like he's dogging it or he's laughing. It's like, oh man, I'm hurt again. So what? I'm making all this money. You know, I think he really feels an obligation to come through for the Cardinals. You know, I think he feels bad about his injury issue. So that's not a guy I can root against, frankly, because you know, he's a human being and he cares and he wants to do well for the Cardinals.
Yeah, he's a great athlete, which, you know, goes against the fact that he's getting hurt all the time, but he really fields his position well, and he's been going pretty well down here. So perhaps they'll let that ride for a little bit and be ready with Libertor if they have to. Bernie, a couple of things before we go. You know, the Cardinals get a lot of attention, and rightfully so. They are a monster in this market. But the St. Louis Blues, my friend, are knocking on the door of a playoff spot, and they are on fire right now. I mean, is this basically – what do you make of this? Is this just the Jim Montgomery effect that he has transformed this team into a power?
Yeah, I mean, Doug Armstrong gets credit for just saying, okay, it's not fair to Drew Bannister, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do. And he wanted Jim Montgomery to be the coach of this team all along. And the Bruins made the mistake of firing Monty, and, you know, Armstrong pounced, as he should have. And I'm so glad that he did. The Blues are the best five-on-five team in the NHL since he took over. And, yeah, they had some ruts. I mean, they had some problems. It wasn't like they were going to be this perfect machine the whole way through. He had a lot of things to work on, like establishing a winning culture, things like that. And making the players understand what the expectations are for each of them. So it took a little while to sort some things out. But I tell you what, man, you know, you go back to February 8th, and, you know, that's 16 games ago for the Blues. They're 12-2-2. They have the most points in the NHL, and they have the best points percentage, 813 in the NHL. And they've been scoring during this 12-2-2 run. This is just a phenomenal statistic. They've scored 63% of the 5-on-5 goals in the competition. When Drew Bannister was the coach, no, not taking a shot at him, it's just a fact. The Blues were scoring 42% of the 5-on-5 goals. So during this hot streak, you know, the Blues are like 20% better in terms of the goal share at 5-on-5. And they're strong in all areas. I mean, the power play's good. I mean, the penalty killing's been really great, except that one day in Dallas. This is a really impressive team. And look at what he's done with the young players. Look at how these young forwards and some of the young defensemen have really come on. So I think it's all clicking. And if I could throw this in real quick, I looked at MoneyPuck today, and the Blues have a 44% chance of making the playoffs, which is well above Calgary at 33%, Vancouver at 14%, and Utah at 14%. So they are in position to do this. And they got that game, the home game against Nashville today. And I know it's tough to just, you know, basically demand the Blues win every game, but they got to win this one today, even though the schedule's been pretty, you know, pretty heavy here lately.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about that. It's going to be a lot of fun if that place is rocking here. I am just getting word that here the following is about to be announced by the club. Let me see if I can get this just right. So the Cardinals are going to announce that they have reduced their roster to 27 players, with three players moving to minor league camp and Zach Thompson to be placed on the injured list. Prior to today's game, the Cardinals optioned infielder Jose Fermin and pitcher Michael McGreevy to Memphis, and they reassigned Jose Barrero to Memphis. So they have whittled this roster down to 27, not 26. They say that the 26-man roster will be submitted on March 27th. So this thing is not done yet. Again, Fermin, McGreevy to Memphis, Barrero to Memphis, and that's where it stands right now. I was told it was okay to go ahead and pass that along.
Well, I don't know what to say, because it's always tough for me when I hear something right away, like, to analyze it. But, I mean, is this – what are your thoughts on this? Do you think that the one thing that's still up for grabs in terms of a decision is, in fact, the center field spot?
Yes.
Yeah, because it seems that way.
Because Victor is not on this list. So there you go. So we'll continue to follow this thing. That's interesting. McGreevy and Thompson on the IL tomorrow will actually get them to 26 players. So there you go.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't even think about it that way. Yeah, see?
Yeah, so
you're sharp, man. You're on top of your game. So that's I guess that means Victor Scott's on the club.
That means he's on the club. Now, we're going to get, you know, a reaction from that here in just a little bit. Right. I will hear what Ollie Marmol had to say to reporters. We also will hear from John Mozeliak in an hour. So, wow. All right.
11:30, well, we'll right? 11:30.
Yeah, let's hear from Ollie Marmol and get his, you know, official reasoning and all of that stuff here, because I know, again, he's talking to reporters. But I appreciate it, Bernie. Thank you so much for the time.
Okay, thank you. And also, as always, thanks to Saliga Heating and Cooling for sponsoring my appearance on Sports on the I was going to say Sports Open Line. I'm just trying to rush off. You know what I'm talking about. I'll see you, buddy. Thank
you. Sports on a Sunday morning. Love you, buddy. Thank you.
See you, buddy.
We'll be back in just a moment from Jupiter, Florida on KMOX.